morning, listeners, and you are listening to Saturday Chronicle on Scariff Bay Community Radio, broadcasting live on 88.3 FM and 92.7 FM. On the World Wide Web on www.scariffbayradio.com, on the TuneIn app or on the Radio Garden app. Our sponsors, as usual, are James of Nash & Co. and our Kitchen Design. It is Saturday the 23rd of March, the weekend, Trish, in between St. Patrick's Day and before Easter.
That's right. So, and Marie, just before you go on, just want to compliment you on how well you did last on St. Patrick's Day. Commentating, you were excellent.
Thank you, Trish.
You were even well able to interview the President himself.
Thank you, Trish. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. My name is Marie McNamara and my co-host this morning is Trish, and our very patient sound engineer this morning is Luke. So we have a packed show this morning. We're going to start off with Marie McMahon, who's going to talk to us about her business, Shamrock Walking Tours. We have Denise and Susan from Bodike National School. We have Eddie Punch, who is a Cratla man, who's an independent candidate for the upcoming European elections. And we have Denise Lass and Fianna Ní Gonail from Tuam Gréinne Harp Festival. So we begin, as usual, with the news headlines.
Welcome to Scariff Bay Community Radio news headlines on week ending the 23rd and 24th of March 2024. The 75th Clare Drama Festival started on Friday and will run until Friday the 29th of March in Scariff Community College Hall. It promises to be seven more nights of great entertainment. Shlivati Group will be performing Same Old Moon by Geraldine Arn on Tuesday the 26th, so be sure not to miss this wonderful performance. Bodike National School Parents Association are holding a fundraising homemade cake sale, Easter raffle and community coffee morning this Sunday at 10:15 in the Cobbers Rest, Bodike. Raffle prizes include lovely Easter hampers and vouchers from all businesses. And all are welcome, and we'll be speaking to Denise Holleran and Susan Nealon later in the show about this. Mount Shannon Whitegate Apostolic Work is having their annual fundraising display day this Sunday for the missions in the GAA Clubhouse from 11:45 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be a cake sale, craft sale, raffle, teas and coffees, and all are welcome. Gatha Gaels, Mothers and Others Gaelic Football are inviting ladies to join their open training session next Monday from 8:15 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the Whitegate GAA pitch. It's open to everyone over 25 years of age and all levels of fitness. No experience is necessary. Cunius Wellness Centre in Fecal has a wide range of therapies on Monday the 25th. There's a Mindful Moments for People Parenting Alone with Julianne, and how reflexology, aromatherapy, etc. can help to nurture and support you as you support your family. Booking is essential and the website is cunuscentre.com. Scariff Library Film Club will be showing the film The Lemon Tree on Thursday the 28th at 6 p.m. and all are welcome. Scariff Community Cake Sale will take place at the Market House on Saturday the 30th of March. The funds raised will go towards the installation and running of the lighting in the Riverside Park. Any donations of baking will be gratefully accepted and there'll be a raffle on the day. Tuam Gréinne Handballs Club annual fundraising 10K sponsored walk run takes place on Easter Monday, April the 1st at 12 p.m. starting in the Handball Alley. All support greatly appreciated and everyone is welcome to take part. Visit their Facebook page to see who have sponsorship cards. The Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board, the College of ETB and Scariff Library are presenting a collection of artwork entitled Flow in Scariff Library Gallery up to Friday the 12th of April, and this is well worth a visit. Jigsaw, the organisation that helps young people with their mental health, is inviting people to team up with your family, club, schools, college or workplace for their 10K Colours Climb. It's not just a fantastic group hike, but also a crucial fundraiser for this charity. Visit the website jigsaw.ie for information. My Next Adventure is seeking Level 2 kayak instructors to join them for the upcoming summer season. Please send your CV to killian@mynextadventure.ie. Bookings will be open for the 2024 season from Easter weekend. The Snug Cafe Wine Bar in Mount Shannon are hiring waitress and waitresses for part-time weekend and summer season. Send your CV to thesnugpizzeria@gmail.com or you can call on 061 926 826 for information. Seneca are currently recruiting the following positions for their manufacturing site in Whitegate. buyer planner, office administrator, moulding setter and process engineer. Send your CV by email in confidence to hr@senico.com. The Plaza Group was formed by the managing directors of Supermax, Pat and Una McDonough. They are delighted to announce that they're opening a new service station in Tumgraney later this summer. They are seeking an assistant manager, a retail supervisor and retail assistants to become part of Supermax and the Plaza Group's success. Visit their website for any information. Daylight saving time begins on Sunday the 31st of March at 1 a.m. when you can move your clocks 1 hour ahead, creating an extra hour of daylight in the evening and cutting the morning light short by an hour. As the saying goes, spring forward and fall back. Mel White in Mount Shannon has opened her GS Spa, offering a wonderful selection of relaxing body treatments with something to suit everybody. She is also giving 10% off all first treatments as an opening offer. You can contact her through her email address and her Facebook page. Killaloe Sailing Club are hosting a raffle that has some fantastic prizes from the Lakeside Hotel and Leisure Centre. The first prize is a six-month Leisure Centre single membership. The draw will take place on April the 7th, where the lucky winner will be unveiled. Visit the website killaloesailingclub.com for more information. Tourism East Clare extends a warm invitation to new members to join their award-winning tourism network. They are proud recipients of the prestigious Pride of Place Award in the category Community Tourism 2023. Learn more about membership by checking the website visiteastclare.ie. Loch Derg RNLI marks 20 years of lifeboat service on the lake. Fundraising events such as Lap the Lake RNLI Loch Derg Cycle or Charity Cycle will return again this year. The fundraising events enables the charity to provide the best safety net and training for volunteer crews, etc. To register, visit their website on eventsbrite.co.uk. Living Well is a free six-week workshops group programme for all adults living with a long-term or chronic condition. It will take place in Raheen Community Hospital from the 19th of April to the 24th of May. To book a place, visit Philip by emailing philip.hennessy2@hse.ie or hse.ie/livingwell. Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland are inviting people to walk or run 80k in April to help change the world for children with autism. Sign up on their Facebook page or get a free t-shirt. 65 Roses fundraising for cystic fibrosis will take place on Friday the 12th of April. They are looking for volunteers to help them on the day by sitting at a table and selling the purple roses for a few hours in your local Dunn stores. Visit the website for all information, cfireland.ie/65rosesday. Tumgraney Harp Festival is taking place this year from Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th of April. The festival has been going from strength to strength since its initial inauguration as Bloom Harbour Festival many years ago. Visit the website tumgraneyharpfestival.ie for all information on workshops and events. Everyone is welcome to come and enjoy this great musical event. And we will have Fiona and Denise on the show later to talk about this. That's the news headlines for now. Tune in to the main news when we will have an update on these stories and some music. News headlines are compiled by Ursula Hogan and read by Trish Nugent. Thanks for listening and take care.
Thanks very much, Trish. Just two things that have come in there while you were reading the news. Scarf Tidy Towns have a big clean-up down this morning from 10.30 to 12.30. So you're still in lots of time. So just gather at the market house. I think they're doing all the approach roads. And in relation to something you read out there in the news, a certain harp festival is taking place in the coming weeks. So they've given us two tickets to give to the concert. So the question for the tickets is, where is the upcoming harp festival taking place? If you were listening to the news there now, the answer is there. And they're giving us two tickets to the gala concert. So text in your answer or WhatsApp in your answer to 089-258-2647. So the question is, where is the upcoming harp festival taking place on the 5th to the 7th of April? Thank you very much.